He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
Great to be with you, Gator, on this Monday. How are you?
Oh, quite well. Thanks for asking.
You're a Casanova man, aren't you, really? Deep down.
Long gone. Those days, I'm afraid.
Let's talk about the six talking points of the weekend, and kicking it all off is your favourite horse, Nature's Trip. As a punter, do you feel hurt after what he did to the punters out there on Saturday afternoon, or can we forgive him? But he seems to like to burn us when he's the select that everybody has jumped on, or selection that everybody's jumped on.
Yeah, well, I mean, pre-race, he looked the logical winner of the race, didn't he? Just given what we'd seen last prep, and all the talk leading this campaign was, oh, no, he's furnished now. He's a proper racehorse. You know, he's only been beaten 8 times, 112, but a lot of those defeats were through his own, I guess, idiocy. Early in his career, he did a lot wrong. And all the talk was, oh, you know, he's over all that. So I guess with that taken out of the equation, we expected him to run to his best. Now, his best would win that race 100 times out of 100. I'm pretty confident of that. And all the times back that up. But for whatever reason, you know, and, you know, we've seen it in a number of sports. Any athlete can have an off day. I mean, I saw Dustin Martin get 8 possessions one day. He's a lot better than that. But, you know, they can have an off day. And whatever the reason was, he was below his best. And either that or Loving Gabby's improved 7. It's probably not that. And the time he ran just says it. I mean, way below his best. He just wasn't cruising at the key point of the race where he normally is. He was under pressure, and that was when the warning signs went up and beaten. And I guess that's why he's $1.45, not $1.06 that Winks and Black Caviar were, because they didn't have those days.
If you've got a question for Gator, let us know. You can tweet us at RSN927. Jump on our Facebook page at RSN Racing and Sport. And, of course, text us on 0416 905 052. The second talking point out of that meeting there on Saturday is how good is the winner of the Lightning G-Tra?
Oh, look, he's very good. The query was, of course, weight for age and Nature's Trip. The reality is what he's probably done is he's run past an ageing but still a great warrior in Redzell on the inside race. The outside race, you know, Loving Gabby's beaten Nature's Trip 2 lengths. So he's, you know, he's beaten Redzell, and I'm excited. He's not a 1,000-metre horse, but she's a good horse. And look, he's done it in good style at weight for age. So not a knock at all, but, you know, there has to be an asterisk on the race given the split, given a couple of key players, athletes were below their best.
Were you surprised? Peter Moody was mentioning this on Saturday as part of our coverage here on RSN, about the lack of 3-year-olds in the Lightning Stakes?
Well, it's only a surprise given how much success they've had in the last 2 months. It's all 3-year-olds I'm talking about. Obviously, you know, Alabama Express, probably, you know, a second or third level 3-year-old wins a Group 1, or, you know, Conqueror's beaten older horses. You know, there's been, you know, quite a stack of them. So I guess, if you had a sprinting 3-year-old, you'd have a good look at the race if Nature's Trip wasn't in it, or you could predict he was below his best. Now, they're probably reading the same thing I'm reading, all the trainers, and saying, well, no, Nature's Trip's trialling like a jet. He's put all those idiot ways behind him. But if they knew now what they knew then, they probably would have tackled it.
What about the CSA Stakes over the 1,400 metres? Catalyst taking on Alligator Blood. What was your feeling straight after that race, Gator?
Straight after the race?
Yeah.
I thought, what a contest. I think we all straight away thought that, and Twitter lit up, didn't it, with echoes of Bone Crusher and Our Waverley Star and Redoute's Choice and Testa Rossa, that sort of stuff. And it's fabulous for racing. Two elite 3-year-olds. They've absolutely scooted home, as high-quality athletes will do when they don't go hard early. Alligator Blood simply refused to surrender, didn't he? They could have kept running. He didn't look like he'd ever let Catalyst beat him, which is a great trait to have. He's had a pretty hard run, so whether or not that takes a bit out of him, what the elite athletes do is, off that, they tend to go one way or the other. They tend to go, all right, that's the reserve of energy threshold of pain I need to be elite, and others find it all too hard. So it'd be fascinating, the renewal bout, won't it?
Yeah. Can you just explain how elite their figures were on Saturday?
Well, obviously it was a bit treacherous on the day, given we had rain, yeah. and the track was a bit odd, but if you're coming home 33 and a bit of change on a soft track, 1081. I mean, these figures are off .com. So, you know, are they accurate? With all we've got to go on, it's short term anyway. 1081, 11.6. Catalyst 10.76, 11.6. Sol Patch and Chenier, of course, as well. So, they're just sprinting home very fast because they're very fast athletes. But, I think... Had it been run at sort of group one, group two tempo early, obviously they're going to come home slower, but the overall time is going to be faster.
Yep.
And it just emphasises how good they are, probably, this top-end three-year-old talent.
Out of this race, who do you want heading towards the Guineas?
I think it's probably slightly advantage Catalyst. I know... ratings aren't everything, but I was interested in Greg Carpenter's comments right after the race, and given he gave Gator Blood a kilo, he's actually rated better than him in defeat. Now, if ratings were the answer, we'd all be millionaires because the answer would be there before the race. It's probably advantage Catalyst, given I know he's going to be really strong at 1600. Mm-hmm. I know he may be a length better. Ridden us slightly differently. They had to ride in that way on Saturday. It was a perfect ride. But just very slightly that way. But when you're doing what Alligator's doing and winning all the time, and not only are you brilliant off a fast speed, which you saw in the Magic Millions, but then you're so tough off a slow speed, which you saw on Saturday, there's just no chinks in that armour, is there?
What about Chenier?
Very, very good. He had the dream run, didn't he, in behind them. And they were cutting at each other a fair way from home. So he had the last look at them. They stayed on the rail for a long time, then had to ease off the rail. And then those two got away from him at about the 300. They pinched a bit of a break when they let down. But then his last 50 to 100 was very good. And on and over the line, watch him. He's running, alongside them and up to them and even slightly past them. So that tells me he'll rally 1600 and a stronger tempo.
Get your questions in to Gator. About to go to your questions in just a moment. 0416905052. You can tweet us at RSN927 or jump on our Facebook page at RSN Racing and Sport. Gator, what about that last race, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Trophy? Did we see any major players towards an all-star mile, especially with Graham Biggs horse Galaxy Raider flashing out wide to cause an upset in that final leg of the quaddie?
Well, it was an exceptional win. I did note that, the way I read that track on Saturday, it was certainly advantageous, I think, to be up there inside early, but things levelled out. And the last two winners swooped. One of those was Galaxy Raider, who was last and ridden a long way from home. He's produced a very good finale. He's proven throughout his career that he's very talented. I mean, he's quite often run the best closing sectionals of the day. Sometimes over unsuitable trips. He fell in a race once where he looked like he was going to win it. So I think his strike rate could be a lot better with more luck. And that win on Saturday was very good. The query is, he had 52 kilos. Streets of Avalon, he's a good scalp. He's won a Group 3 at 1400. He's run a very good fourth at Group 1 level at 1400. But 5.5 kilo differential was probably the difference right on the line, wasn't it? And Amadeus was close up as well. He's an honest horse, but no star. And he had no weight as well. So I think it was a very good win, in good time on affected ground. But I wouldn't entertain him at weight for age in a race like the All-Star Mile.
Can you ask Gator, what about fixed odds betting? If you back, say, a horse at 10, the win and the favourite is scratched, there is still deduction, so it's actually not fixed. That's from Justin.
Yeah, it's a bit tricky. Look, what I'm finding, and I think we mentioned it the other week, is that the with the higher percentages in recent times, most of the sort of probably 8 times out of 10, we're getting a better price early than the starting price. So that's the way I think, you know, we're shopping to get us closer to that 114%, 110% market wise. To answer the question, just every little case is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd certainly take a 10-to-1 winner any day of the week, even with a 15% deduction, wouldn't you? So, I don't think there's much. Look, the danger in shopping early, and you probably should be getting a little bit of value, is that things change. And I didn't see the track playing like it did on Saturday, so that's the advantage of shopping late, I guess.
Ask Gator, is there now a clear gap between Catalyst Alligator and perhaps Super Seth, brackets, and the rest, including Dallasan, brackets, who may now be overrated?
Yeah, I'm not sure what Super Seth's done wrong. He just sat at home and all of a sudden he's
been... No, he's put Super Seth with Catalyst and Alligator.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no worries. He's entitled to be up there until they race and he gets beaten or beats them. Super Seth, I'm talking about. Dallasan, look, he was below his best on Saturday. I don't think the sprint home was any great advantage, and they were moved before the turn to get into the race. And then as those two good ones up front kicked, he was left flat-footed. He held his ground. He wasn't bad, but I think there was a higher expectation. I mean, he'd crossed the line with Alligator Blood a couple of times last prep, and this time he's near 4 lengths off that horse. So what I did note was he came home 11.66, which was near identical to Alligator Blood, but maybe he's looking for a bit further again now.
Where does How Romantic sit amongst the fillies?
She's very good. I mean, you can't fluke what she's done in her short career. Go back a couple of runs. She broke 1-3 for 1,100. Gorford again, quite a solid time rating last start win. I'm not sure how much juice is left in the tank in that first campaign, given she's had to dig deep a couple of times now. We already referenced it. You know, horses tend to go one way or the other, don't they? And, you know, the end, it's not exponential. The end has to come at some point. So I just wonder how much is left in the tank this prep. But to answer the question, I think she's right on the, you know, she's a Group 3 filly around that mark.
Okay, with David Gately and Gareth Hall for Racing Rewind. Gator, this is a question from Tony. Gator, what about the WA 3-year-old Superstorm that was impressive first up there at Ascot on Saturday, heading towards the Guineas 2 in just under 2 weeks' time?
Yeah, it looked terrific. I went back and watched the win. He was able to gobble them up and win pretty softly on the line at the 1,500 there. He beat a horse called Naughty by Nature, who's building a reasonable profile herself, the filly, and it was quite a soft win. Still need to dissect the times forensically, but look, it's a pretty tough year to be a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. That runner-up had former in Adelaide, at home. So, a lot to like about the win, whether or not just picked the wrong year remains to be seen.
He's a big raw 3-year-old. He was probably a little unlucky in that Kingston town, but they always thought he would make a better autumn 3-year-old, so it'd be fascinating to see how he does go in Melbourne. Bonavinci for Team Mara and Eustace was one of the most impressive wins of the day. Where do you think she goes next, Gator?
I'm not sure what her next race is, but I do agree that the win was very good. I really liked her jump out leading into the race, and I referenced on Sky One and through the website that the price differential between her and some of those others early was a bit silly, given she probably should have beaten for Sheena at the end of last prep. So I think it was a very good win. I think she was lucky, though. I think Catalan was the best run in the race after blowing the start. But don't take anything away from her. She beat a good one in Pretty Brazen. I think they're second level, though, these fillies. They're probably captain of the B team.
And you read our minds here in the studio, because our next question from one of our listeners is Catalan's run was enormous, really, under the circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she missed the start, 3 lengths, I guess, to my eye. But what's more relevant is after they went 50 metres, she was about 9 lengths off them. So she not only missed the kick, but she couldn't muster. So she tacked onto them and was actually alongside Bonavici, but she spent that petrol. And then when Bonavici made her run, she peeled to the outside and rushed home. I think she was an exceptional run, and they got plenty to work with that filly.
How exciting. Great time of the year to be a racing fan, of course. Terrific racing in Sydney, but can't wait for Saturday. Oakley Plate, Blue Diamond, it doesn't get much better, Gator. So you rest up, study hard, and dominate Saturday.
That's the plan. Thanks, mate.
All right, there's David Gately for Racing Rewind on this Monday, the 17th of February.